We've now looked at a significant number of verbs in French. So let's go for one more handy tip to make the most of these and diversify your vocabulaire even further. In French, there is a verb for, say, to get up, lever. And by adding se in front of it, you turn it into a slightly different verb, to get oneself up, se lever. Let's take a closer look at this, because a lot of French verbs work in this way. They're called reflexive verbs, because the subject and object are the same. They're reflections of each other. But don't let's worry about grammatical labels. All you have to do is ask if the word self is implied in any way, as in myself, yourself, himself, etc. So, réveiller quelqu'un is to wake somebody up, but se réveiller is to wake oneself up. Try, now that Alex is working, he wakes up early. That is to say, before 7. Bit by bit then. To work is travailler. So, now that Alex is working.
Maintenant qu'Alex travaille.
Maintenant qu'Alex travaille, yes. He wakes up early.
Il se réveille tôt.
Yes, il se réveille tôt. That is to say, before 7. That is to say is c'est-à-dire. Before is avant, and 7 o'clock, is 7 heures. So, that is to say, before 7.
C'est-à-dire avant 7 heures.
C'est-à-dire avant 7 heures. Well done. But can you now bring it all together? Now that Alex is working, he wakes up early. That is to say, before 7.
Maintenant qu'Alex travaille, il se réveille tôt. C'est-à-dire avant 7 heures.
Good. Maintenant qu'Alex travaille, il se réveille tôt. C'est-à-dire avant 7 heures. To force somebody is forcer quelqu'un. So, to force oneself would be
se forcer.
Yes, se forcer. So, what about I cannot force myself to get up earlier? To force oneself to do is se forcer à faire. So, I cannot force myself to get up earlier.
Je ne peux pas me forcer à me lever plus tôt.
Indeed. Je ne peux pas me forcer à me lever plus tôt. Eh oui, c'est difficile. Okay, to wash or to wash oneself is se laver. And to dress oneself is s'habiller. S'HABILLER. Now, all se verbs use the être diving board in the past. So try, he got washed and dressed immediately because he was late. We'll break it up. He got washed and dressed immediately.
Il s'est lavé et habillé immédiatement.
Yes, il s'est lavé et habillé immédiatement. Because he was late?
Parce qu'il était en retard.
Parce qu'il était en retard. Good. A line in the past, était, compared with dots in the past. Lavé and habillé. Could you give me the whole sentence now, please? He got washed and dressed immediately because he was late.
Il s'est lavé et habillé immédiatement parce qu'il était en retard.
Absolument. Il s'est lavé et habillé immédiatement parce qu'il était en retard. To express oneself is s'exprimer. So what about she expresses herself very well in French?
Elle s'exprime très bien en français.
Indeed. Elle s'exprime très bien en français. Now that we've practiced some of the basic patterns, let's see how we can get even more value from these verbs. If apercevoir quelque chose is to catch a glimpse of something, s'apercevoir de quelque chose is to notice or to realise something. So, what about I realise that it is very easy to learn French words? Use c'est for it is here, as it's more common in spoken French. So, I realise that it's very easy to learn French words.
Je m'aperçois que c'est très facile d'apprendre des mots français.
Eh oui, absolument. Je m'aperçois que c'est très facile d'apprendre des mots français. One
of the meanings of défendre, as we saw, is to forbid.
but se défendre is to defend oneself. So, we propose to defend ourselves immediately against these accusations. Let's start with, we propose to defend ourselves immediately.
Nous proposons de nous défendre immédiatement.
Nous proposons de nous défendre immédiatement, yes. Against these accusations?
Contre ces accusations.
Exactly. Contre ces accusations. So, altogether, we propose to defend ourselves immediately against these accusations.
Nous proposons de nous défendre immédiatement contre ces accusations.
Oui, nous proposons de nous défendre immédiatement contre ces accusations. To occupy is occuper, but s'occuper de quelque chose or de quelqu'un is to look after something or somebody. So what about this association looks after the problems of the environment?
Cette association s'occupe des problèmes de l'environnement.
Good. Cette association s'occupe des problèmes de l'environnement. But to occupy oneself also means to busy oneself. So to be busy is être occupé. Try, we're terribly busy today.
Nous sommes terriblement occupés aujourd'hui.
Exactement. Nous sommes terriblement occupés aujourd'hui. To behave oneself is se conduire. So have a go at he behaved or he has behaved very well with his parents. I think you can do it all by yourself, but I'll just remind you that très bien will go between the two parts of the verb. So he behaved very well with his parents.
Il s'est très bien conduit avec ses parents.
C'est ça. Il s'est très bien conduit avec ses parents. C'est entendu means it is agreed. Well, s'entendre means to get on with each other. So, they get on very well would be...
Ils s'entendent très bien.
Well done. Ils s'entendent très bien. And they don't get on? Se stays just before the verb, remember?
Ils ne s'entendent pas.
Indeed. Ils ne s'entendent pas. Rendre means to give back, but se rendre means to go somewhere, to get oneself somewhere. So, the president and his wife went to Paris for the annual celebrations. As with most RE verbs, you dive into U with rendre, so rendu. Annual is annuel. So how would you say the president and his wife went to Paris for the annual celebrations? His wife is sa femme.
Le président et sa femme se sont rendus à Paris pour les célébrations annuelles.
Bien. Le président et sa femme se sont rendus à Paris pour les célébrations annuelles. Another use of se rendre is in the phrase se rendre compte de, with compte spelt C-O-M-P-T-E. Se rendre compte literally means to give oneself an account of something, so to realize something. So try... He realized that there was a problem.
Il s'est rendu compte qu'il y avait un problème.
C'est ça. Il s'est rendu compte qu'il y avait un problème. But since the structure can also be se rendre compte de quelque chose, what about you realized the problem?
Vous vous êtes rendu compte du problème.
Well done. Vous vous êtes rendu compte du problème. And to a friend, how would you say, you immediately realized the problem?
Tu t'es immédiatement rendu compte du problème.
Tu t'es immédiatement rendu compte du problème. Good. Some se verbs are not really reflexive, but are reciprocal. This is when the verb applies to each other. So, if to talk to each other is se parler, what about we talk to each other every day?
Nous nous parlons tous les jours.
Bien. Nous nous parlons tous les jours. And if to kiss each other is s'embrasser, just a bit more than to embrace each other, what about we kiss, as in we kiss each other?
Nous nous embrassons.
Oui. Nous nous embrassons. To know of a person is connaître. So, to know each other is se connaître. Similarly, to meet is rencontrer, and to meet each other is se rencontrer. So what about, they do not know each other, but they're going to meet at the conference?
Ils ne se connaissent pas, mais ils vont se rencontrer à la conférence.
Ils ne se connaissent pas, mais ils vont se rencontrer à la conférence. And finally, on se verbs. If fermer is to shut, se fermer is to shut oneself. So, the door shuts really badly. Badly is mal.
La porte se ferme vraiment mal.
Eh oui, la porte se ferme vraiment mal. The door shuts itself badly. You can apply the same pattern to vendre. For instance, this model sells very well. This model sells itself very well.
Ce modèle se vend très bien.
Definitely. Ce modèle se vend très bien. And if to forget is oublier, what about not allowing oneself to be forgotten? Try, these transformations are not easily forgotten.
Ces transformations ne s'oublient pas facilement.
Couldn't agree more. Ces transformations ne s'oublient pas facilement. Which means that you're not going to oublier them facilement. And we can now move on to our final segment.